All right. Good morning, everybody. Today is Wednesday, July 12th, 2017. And this is Before the First Cup with Jules here on UCY.TV. Happy Wednesday, everyone. It is a sticky 77 degrees with a huge thunderstorm headed toward us here in upstate New York. So where do we leave off yesterday? We titled the show Nothing, because I haven't gotten to it yet. We talked a lot about AI and the complete utter AI takeover that is about to hit us smack dab in the center of the face, that is coming. And we looked at how, I don't even remember. I'm having computer crashes. I've been sitting here staring at my crashing browser for the last 10 minutes, and I totally missed logging in to the show, and I'm crashing again. All right. We ended the show talking about teaching robots right from wrong. Of course, AI is just steaming as fast as it can forward. Everybody creating all kinds of newfangled things that it can do, but no one has taught it right from wrong, or morals or ethics, and that therein lies the problem. The people who are shaping this technology do not have our best interests at heart. They want to be able to do everything, take over everything. Of course, it'll cure you. Of course, it'll run efficient factories, but guess what? It's not going to leave much left for us. I ran across a story this morning out of a Chinese publication, Xinhuanet.com, XinhuaNet.com, called News Analysis: Robots to Possibly Bring Severe Repercussions to U.S. Society. You know, after you've almost bitten the bullet, you start to reassess life and kind of look at things and back up and look toward the future. And I hate to tell you guys, but even in my industry, where I spent 25 years of my life learning and being really good at what I do, I don't think that there's even a place for me there anymore. Not because I speak out against this stuff all the time, but because I think I've been outpaced by the machine. I don't think there's anything that I could do that AI or some sort of machine learning couldn't do better, to be honest. And it's frightening because this is just the tip of the iceberg. Lots of these decent paying jobs, even not decent paying jobs. I just saw the new hamburger flipper robot, so can't even get a job at McDonald's anymore, is coming. But we talked about surgeons, neurosurgeons, and Watson oncologists, and lawyers, and all this other stuff. Guys, it's going to be all the white collar jobs. It's going to be pilots. It's going to be everything. And how do we think that we'll be able to survive as a society without any way to earn a living? I know people say, oh, this is just a man-made system, having to earn a living. You should just be able to live off the land. Well, true. But we got to explain that to the rest of the world, and it's going to be pretty tumultuous. I believe Google has jumped in the game, and they now have their own AI venture capitalist firm that they are going to be renting out their AI engineers to help other companies start building more AI applications to be able to replace more humans. Invest in the stock market, invest in companies that have no employees, no benefits, no retirement funding, and they can work the machine 24/7. So there is never a day off or a vacation. News analysis: robots to possibly bring severe repercussions to U.S. society, out of Xinhua, China. While industrial robots are predicted to replace millions of U.S. workers and suppress wage growth in the next decade, so 10 years, people, reforms in education and the social safety net largely lag behind, says a renowned U.S. economist. There is a real mismatch between our institutions and the technologies coming on board, says Darren Acemoglu, an economist at MIT. And he told Axios Media, an American news website, in an interview published Sunday night. Industrial robots have taken over routine work from human hands in the past several decades. A paper published in March by Acemoglu and Pascal Restrepo An economist at Boston University estimated that the U.S. had already lost between 360,000 and 670,000 jobs to robots since just 1990. Economists are trained to think of technology as always increasing employment and raising wages. But there is no theoretical justification for believing this. Technological unemployment outlook is even gloomier, as robots are now replacing jobs at a much faster pace than before, thanks to technological advancements in automation, robotics, and artificial intelligence. The International Federation of Robotics, I didn't know we had one of those, estimates that there are currently between 1.5 million and 1.75 million industrial robots in operation, and the number could increase to between 4 and 6 million by 2025. Guys, this is bad. This is like a total apocalypse coming, and they will be our overlords. And the lunatics steering the ship right now will be controlling the machine. That's what we should be afraid of. In a more conservative scenario, the impact's equal to a reduction of 0.54 to 1 percentage point decline in the employment to population ratio and a 0.75% to 1.5% lower wage growth. Even under conservative scenarios, there will be about 1.7 million to 3.2 million U.S. workers who could lose their jobs to robots in the next 10 years. So don't even worry about not being able to compete right now with the machine. There will be too many people looking for jobs that don't exist in the next decade to compete with anybody. And that'll be on a global basis, not just in the United States. This is frightening. Ace Milagow is not alone in warning the future, in warning of the future of technological unemployment. Carl Frey and Michael Osborne, two economists at Oxford University, predicted that 47% of U.S. workers were at risk of automation over the next two decades in a paper that he released in 2013. You know, they always thought it was going to be shit hitting the fan, that everyone was going to have to learn to live off the land. I think it's going to be the robot apocalypse. Either figure out how to survive on your own, or you're not going to be able to do it if the machine decides you are not worthy. Using a related methodology, McKinsey, a consultancy, put the same number at 45%, while the World Bank estimates that 57% of jobs in the OECD could be automated over the next two decades in a 2016 report. However, there are also economists who disagree with such pessimistic predictions. David Autor, an MIT economic professor, persuasively points out in a 2015 paper that the U.S. employment-to-population ratio rose steadily during the 20th century, even when alarm bells of automation joblessness was rang from time to time. According to Autor, pessimists are inclined to overstate the impact of automation substituting for labor and underestimate the fact that automation also complements labor, which leads to higher economic output and higher demand for labor. Yeah, demand to kick the machine. Kick it. It doesn't work. Usually fixes it. The best example is the invention of automated teller machines. ATMs were introduced in the 1970s, and their numbers quadrupled between 1995 and 2010 in the United States. Bank teller employment, however, rose steadily from 1920 to 2010. And that's just like talking about radiation and saying, well, eat a banana or get 10,000 chest x-rays. You know, they don't compare. An ATM is different than a teller. Really, all you can do is take out money. I wouldn't be doing too many transactions on an ATM. But we're not just talking about ATMs. We're talking about everything. We're talking about brain trust and what made you valuable, which was your knowledge and your experience. And these machines can learn something once in virtual reality and then do it forever afterward. Way better than the smartest human. The reason for the inconceivable phenomenon is that by reducing the cost of operating a bank branch, ATMs indirectly increased the demand for tellers as banks opened more branches. However, both Autor and AceMoglo agree that automation has an enduring and painful social repercussion as low-end blue-collar are more vulnerable to robots. And like I've said, white-collar, like surgeons and doctors and all the other things, lawyers, Wall Street bankers. We also document that the employment effects of robots are most pronounced in manufacturing, and in particular, in industries most exposed to robots in routine manual, blue-collar, assembly, and related occupations, and for workers with less than college educations, AceMoglo wrote in the paper. Well, maybe they'll make the cars better. Similarly, Autor found in his research that while jobs at the top of the skill ladder grew even more rapidly between 1980 and 2010 than in the last four decades prior, skilled blue-collar occupation shrank rapidly in the same period. Well, that would be because of the robots. The impacts of automation on the labor market are best epitomized by the yawning wage inequality and employment polarization. History is not uniform, says AceMoglo. AceMoglo. Technological development tends to bring broad prosperity, but that is not a law of nature. The Industrial Revolution did not lead to higher wages for many between the years of 1760 and 1850. No, there was mass poverty. But without the rise of a labor union and universal high school education, the benefits of technological developments in the 19th century could never reach the low-end blue-collar. Therefore, education reforms aiming to provide necessary training for our workers who lost their jobs to robots and a better social safety net are indispensable in relieving the pains automation inflicts on the working class. Maybe you'll need to get your neural implant so you can compete, says Elon Musk. All right, so we read yesterday, if I can click on one of these links, about teaching robots right from wrong. And I thought it was pretty interesting that they talked about the creation of the Golem and how the Golem was the beginnings, supposedly, of life, according to biblical texts. But the Golem also slaughtered everybody when he wasn't given a day off or Sunday. And that, to me, made me really think about how technology is rolling out here. We've always talked about it being a double-edged sword, and I honestly thought it was going to be some sort of microbial or biological apocalypse before the robot apocalypse, but I think they're running neck and neck at this point. But with that Golem, you know, Golem can make life or take away life. Well, so can technology. It can make our lives easier, and they're using that dangling carrot of being more prosperous and making your lives easier, allowing you to have more free time to do nothing and be creative. But look out, because AI can make art that looks better than humans. This is really disturbing, guys. I mean, there's going to be nothing left for us except for going to Mars. But we have to take a look at, as they're selling this into healthcare and they're selling it into convenience sake, and how we can have a chatbot 24/7 that could aid you with every problem you might have. I wish I had an AI chatbot that could come to my house and be the fix-it fairy. I don't have a fix-it fairy here. I need one. Until that happens, and it's all for free, and it's fixed correctly the first time, I don't think I'm going to be all out for AI. Anyway, let's get to Google. Google has been quietly not being evil all these years, but Google has been working on all kinds of things to take us out, and hopefully they're all going to have their underground bunkers with their millions of dollars that they've made selling out the human race. Google steps up their AI investment with a new venture arm called Gradient Ventures. It is a residency program that gives portfolio companies access to Google engineers. The idea is to spur innovation and artificial intelligence while also providing interesting experiences to Google engineers. And I'm going to add to this, also gives Google a new portfolio of companies to find some great new technologies and then buy them up and add it to their portfolio. Alphabet has officially launched Gradient Ventures, a new firm within Google that will invest in early stage AI startups. The announcement on Tuesday, that would be yesterday, is the latest sign of Alphabet's growing interest in AI, a futuristic technology that is also gaining significance at Amazon, Apple, Facebook, and Microsoft. Axios reported on the new program in May, but the details were not yet public. Gradient will invest in 10 to 15 deals this year and will typically commit $1 million to $8 million each, says Anna Patterson, founder and managing director of the firm. And we found out yesterday that China, even cities in China, are investing hugely in AI and developers of AI to get them to come to their country and start developing the technology there. We should be afraid of China and AI. If we were going to help AI happen faster, says Google, we needed to be more involved in the community. Isn't that lovely? They needed to happen faster, says Anna Patterson, who spent a decade at Google working on Android, search, advertising, and AI. So she's been in with all the creeps. That's why we decided to do this, to spur innovation in the AI space. But Gradient isn't just another Silicon Valley funding source for startups or even a typical corporate venture capitalist group. Alphabet already has Google Ventures, which backs startups at all stages, as well as Capital G, formerly Google Capital, which invests in later stage companies. Gradient portfolio companies will have the opportunity to receive advanced AI training from Google. They can also have a Google engineer work on site and provide assistance as needed for a set period of time. I'm thinking maybe I need to start an AI company. If you go to an AI conference now, when startups talk, they get there and then they say kind of heroic things about how they've acquired talent. And I realized that we could really help there. Let's get more tentacles into the pie. The details have not yet been fully ironed out, but the idea is to have a Google engineer do a rotation for 6 months or perhaps longer if a project needs more time, and potentially have the engineer split time across multiple portfolio companies. Patterson, who spent 3 years as co-founder and president of search startup Quil, I think that's how it's pronounced, C-U-I-L, Quil, said that Google engineers, quote, would love to have a super productive break, unquote. Startups already participating in the program include Aruma, Cape, and Cogniac, as well as Dendrite. And last month, Algorithmia said it received backing from Google's AI venture group. Algorithmia. Sounds like a sci-fi movie. Although the name of the firm had yet to be revealed. Whoa, it's booming. I got headphones on connected to a cable. Another perk is that the portfolio companies will be able to access vast swaths of training data that Google has accumulated to train their own AI systems. That's a meaningful perk for Cape, a startup that runs an online service for remotely controlling drones. Oh, I bet Amazon's looking at that one. So they don't need line of sight. They could just have an AI system that controls it all. Google is a sole investor in Gradient. And Google Ventures did 63 deals last year, while Capital G did 6, according to data from PitchBook. Anik Jain and Shabitz Ravizi are Gradient's other partners. While some startups will surely welcome the extra help that comes with having a Google engineer temporarily on board, others might be concerned about compromising their valuable intellectual property. Ding, 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 like I said. Let the spy in and see what happens. It's really, this is unbelievable, and people are just eating it up. Yes, let's give money and let them in the back door so they can steal our stuff or buy us. That's what everybody's hoping. Well, Patterson stressed that there will be an agreement expressly forbidding Google employees for bringing back that intellectual property in-house. And Patterson said that seasoned entrepreneurs are welcoming Google's help. This pitch has resonated more with experienced entrepreneurs, she said. Yeah, the ones that want to sell. Oh, God, guys, we are being taken over by a life form that is from this planet. It's pretty unbelievable. I get pretty upset by this. So now let's go to the modern Tokyo Times talking about drones. If I can get there, moderntokyotimes.com. Hello. I don't know. Maybe all the red blobs headed toward me are interfering with my browser. Hurry up! I'm going to have to sing. We'll have to do the Lonely Elephant. Come on. I'd at least like to get the title. Now it's here, but it's frozen. All right, let's try and reload the page. God, I wonder why I do this. Broken coffee maker this morning. No coffee, no car, no computer. Modern Tokyo Times. Swarms at war. Chinese advances in swarm intelligence. Yeah, just what we wanted to know. Publication is from China Brief, Volume 17, Issue 9. China's writing lots and lots of stories about how they're going to wipe us out with AI and swarm intelligence. We should be scared, guys. The Chinese People's Liberation Army, the PLA for short, anticipates the future warfare will be unmanned, invisible, and silent, with even higher degrees of intelligentization. The PLA strategists expect the future autonomous combat involving unmanned systems, as well as the joint operations of unmanned and manned systems, will have a dramatic impact on traditional operational models. January 5th, 2016, the future of UAV swarming said that it will involve intelligence-sized and semi or fully autonomous systems. The PLA recognizes the disruptive potential of these techniques, which could be used for saturation assaults to overwhelm the defenses of high-value targets, including perhaps U.S. fighter jets or aircraft carriers. Wow, so those dreams from 20 years ago of squadrons of these little triangular aircraft flying through the sky shooting laser beams maybe wasn't so much of a dream. Chinese advances in artificial intelligence have been whooping our asses, including deep learning techniques, and they have enabled considerable progress in swarm intelligence. There is technical and conceptual research, development, and testing ongoing across Chinese academic institutions, as well as the private sector, the defense industry, and military research institutes to support such capabilities. At this point, given the limited information available and the relative opacity of these efforts, it is difficult to compare U.S. and Chinese advances in swarm intelligence. Nonetheless, the PLA has closely tracked U.S. initiatives focused on swarm tactics and seeks to develop countermeasures and comparable capabilities. Looking forward, the PLA's advances in intelligent unmanned systems and swarm tactics could serve as a force multiplier for its future military capabilities. During the fall 2016 Zhonghai Air Show, official media prominently featured Chinese breakthroughs in swarm intelligence, and to date, the efforts of the China Electronics Technology Group Corporation appears to be the most advanced. In November 2016, the China Electronics Technology Group Corporation, in partnership with Tsinghua University and Pasong Technology, revealed its progress in swarm intelligence with the formation of 67 small fixed-wing UAVs utilizing autonomous swarm control and dynamic centerless networks with communication and coordination among UAVs. Such swarms could be used for reconnaissance, strike, jamming, and other missions. And for instance, CGI sequence available in media reports at the time showed the swarm formation in action, first hunting, then dive bombing, and destroying an enemy missile launcher. This technique possesses advantages in efficiency and survivability due to the distribution of capabilities across the system, as well as lower costs for offensive relative to the difficulty of defending against a swarm. In the spring of 2017, a formation of 1,000 UAVs at Guangzhou Air Show by a private company reportedly again broke records. At the time, military experts quoted in Chinese media similarly highlighted that this technique could be used to create a distributed system with payload modules mounted on small drones. However, the actual sophistication of this particular effort and the potential linkage to military efforts is unclear. Once again, in June 2017, the Chinese Electronics Technology Group Corporation demonstrated its advances in swarm intelligence with the test of 119 fixed-wing UAVs, beating its previous record of 67. This swarm engaged in catapult-assisted takeoffs and demonstrated complex formations. At the time, the CETC commentary highlighted that swarm intelligence is future of intelligent unmanned systems, and their UAV expert, Zhao Jingzhe, characterized future intelligent swarms as a disruptive force to, quote, change the rules of the game in warfare. Wow, it is dark out and it is pouring. Although it is difficult to compare the sophistication of U.S. and Chinese efforts, these high-profile Chinese tests have seemingly deliberately followed U.S. tests and demonstrations with larger ones of their own. And welcome to the future, people. Although it is difficult for us to know China's future capabilities in swarm intelligence, military use AI will be enabled by high-level plans and investing and extensive funding. China's new national roadmap for AI advances an ambitious agenda for the development of this crucial emerging technology through 2030. According to Minister of Science and Technology Wan Gang, this framework will focus on the buildup of national capabilities of AI, the application of AI technologies, policies to handle resulting risks and job losses, and international collaboration. Yeah, I don't think there's going to be too much of that. He who has the most toys wins. The development plan will also establish a special fund for research and development while seeking to rapidly gather AI talent, including through encouraging foreign companies to establish R&D centers for AI technologies in China, which is what we read about yesterday. The initiative, also referred to as Artificial Intelligence 2.0, so it won't just be Human 2.0, AI 2.0, will focus on areas including big data, intelligent sensing, cognitive computing like Watson, machine learning, and swarm intelligence. Through China's National Strategy of Military-Civil Fusion, the PLA will seek to take advantage of relevant civilian advances in AI to enable military applications. And at the CMC level, the PLA has reportedly established an intelligent unmanned system and system of system science and technology domain expert group. Such a group could be responsible for establishing strategic objectives and requirements, while perhaps also liaising with academia and industry. Go DARPA. For instance, members of the group reportedly visited a new testing area for self-driving cars, which was also to be used for testing military unmanned combat vehicles. Guys, we might as well, like, sign off on this. I don't think there's any stopping this machine, and it's not looking too good for puny humans in the future. In practice, we'll be cowering in dark corners underground. Military-civil fusion could be achieved through partnerships between military and civilian research institutes or companies like Google or Beidou. For instance, in late 2016, the Military Civil Fusion Intelligent Equipment Research Institute was established as a collaboration between North China University of Technology and a private sector company called Zhonghongbo Lunghai Information Technology Company. I think I'm going to go work for them. The Institute has received support from the Naval Equipment Research Institute, the Army Equipment Department, the Rocket Forces Unit 96658, and other military organizations, according to the People's Daily. It will pursue research in intelligent robotics, artificial intelligence, unmanned systems, and military brain science. Beep, beep. Chinese national-level research and development efforts will likely enable civilian and military applications. China established its first national deep learning laboratory in this lab under the leadership of Huo Beidou, one of China's premier technology companies, in partnership with Tangshao University, Binghang University, and the Chinese Academy of Sciences. Will research deep learning, computer vision and sensing, computer listening, ding, biometric identification, and new forms of human-computer interaction. Of note, Binghang University is closely linked to the development of military aeronautical and astronautical technologies, including research focused on UAV swarming and manned and unmanned teaming. Although the PLA's research on a number of topics and projects remains relatively nascent, it will be important to continue to track the progress of such research and development based on the available sources. The Central Military Commission Equipment Development Department Scientific Research and Procurement Bureau issued guidelines for pre-research funding under the 13th five-year plan, through which included funding will be directed to a number of topics that relate or could relate to UAV swarming, including research on bee swarms, just like they were doing at the Weiss Institute, UAVs on self-organized network architectures, associated monitoring and control technologies like little laser beams to shoot people in the skull when they're not doing what they're supposed to be, pew-pew, swarm networking and positioning technology, and network anti-jamming technologies. Highly reliable autonomous flight control technologies for a new era of ultra-long endurance UAV. Technologies for intelligent identification of targets, ding ding, and adaptive patterns for analysis based on deep reinforcement learning with large-scale remote sensing data, which would be like satellite imagery with infrared so they could see where you're going to hide before you're hiding. Methods for brain-like learning algorithms to enable engage in sensing in unstructured environments. We talked about those yesterday. Teaching AI just like you would teach a child so they could be independent as of 2017. But you need to teach them ethics and morals first, which we haven't done yet. The National Defense Science and Technology Key Laboratory Fund has also committed to multiple fund projects related to AI and UAV swarming, including the following: intelligent task planning technology to improve the management of unmanned swarms based on deep learning, an artificial intelligence method for unmanned vehicles to adapt in complex maritime environments, which would be to guard the South China Seas, I would imagine, artificial intelligence methods for comprehensive decision-making, management, and control technology for advanced UAVs, including control and management technologies for manned-unmanned cooperation in order to achieve integration, intelligentization, and networking of advanced aircraft. At present, the multiple military and civilian research institutes appear to be working on swarming UAVs based on their published research and patents on the topic, also including but not limited to China Electronics Technology Group Corporation, China Aerospace Science and Industry Corporation, Harpin's Institute of Technology, National Key Laboratory of Robotic Systems and Engineering, Tsinghua University, Binghang University, Harbin Engineering University, Northwestern Polytechnic Institute. The disruptive potential of swarms at war. Looking forward, the PLA is clearly seeking the capability to leverage adaptive, intelligent, unmanned systems across multiple domains of warfare, including with swarming tactics and unmanned teaming. The Academy of Military Sciences authoritative textbook, The Science of Military Strategy, anticipates future unmanned systems that utilize intelligent nano and micro technologies that will have an increasingly prominent function on future of land, sea, aerial, and space battlefields. Nano swarms, that's scary. In the future, highly automated and intelligent weaponry composed of unmanned systems is also anticipated to replace traditional weapons. Indeed, the PLA thinkers expect that future land, sea, and air, as well as space battlefields, will be full of unmanned combat weapons, forming a multi-dimensional, multi-domain, unmanned combat weapons battlefield system of systems. The PLA has closely, consistently tracked U.S. efforts in swarm tactics through DARPA, as DARPA has made it all public, within the framework of the Third Offset Strategy and related defense innovative initiatives. Although its approach is thus informed by U.S. efforts, the PLA's future initiatives could diverge from that of the U.S., including with a focus on asymmetric applications that target high-value U.S. weapons platforms. I wish I had something to play because my windows and my back door is open, and I'm sure I'm having a flood inside right now, and I can't quite get there. What next? I don't know, guys. This effort is seeming futile daily. How much more do we need to know? We're screwed. That's all I can say. We're totally screwed, and I don't see any way out. Well, maybe you guys will have to imagine me singing when my next page won't load and my house is flooding out. Wow, it is downpouring. All right. Now, there's some bonehole in Newsweek that is still predicting that AI will take all of our jobs by 2060. Do you realize 2060 is 40 years away, and we've just gotten into this conundrum over the last 10 or 15 years? It's going to be 40 years from now. That's ridiculous. If any of us are still alive in the year 2100, which I'm going to guess at this point probably not, we'll likely look back on artificial intelligence as the definitive development that screwed us all of the 21st century. It'll be the end of life as we know it. Then we'll have a robot to write our blog post about it. And there is also a 50% chance that AI will be able to perform all human tasks better than any human in just the next 45 years, and that all human jobs are expected to be automated within the next 120 years. I said it'll be much sooner than that. Put on a seatbelt. According to a survey of 352 AI researchers who published at either the Conference on Neural Information Processing Systems or the International Conference on Machine Learning in 2015. The survey was conducted by the University of Oxford as well as Yale University. Advances in AI will transform modern day by reshaping transportation, health, science, finance, and the military so the Chinese can send over swarms of nano drones to blow us all up. To adapt to public policy, we need to better anticipate these advances. Yeah, where's that on the news? I think we need people to start panicking. Survey respondents predict that AI will be able to translate languages better than any human by 2024, write high school level essays by 2026, drive trucks, they're already doing that, by 2027, work in retail, they're already doing that in Japan by 2031, write books by 2049, and perform surgery by 2053. Most recently, an AI developed by Google defeated the world's best player in Go. And in 2011, IBM's Watson, Dr. Watson, won Jeopardy against the world's best players. AI have been beating world champions in chess since 1997 when IBM's Deep Blue defeated Garry Kasparov. The most paradigm-shifting AI development that looks to be coming down the pike is the large-scale proliferation of self-driving cars. transportation innovators like Uber's Travis Kalanick and Tesla's Elon Musk have predicted that automated vehicles will disrupt the industry over the course of the next 20 years. So, damn, I couldn't even get a livery license. And Musk estimates that it will be very unusual for cars that aren't autonomous to be manufactured in the next decade. And I'm going to add by a human. And this isn't a pretty picture at all. And nobody is paying attention to this. Everybody's sleeping like it's all going to be happy-go-lucky. And AI is going to make our lives easier. Yeah, and it's going to turn the world on its head. You won't have a job. And AI will be determining as to whether or not you get food. Once the Chinese hackers get in to the AI semis, they may decide they're not delivering anything to your area this month. In a recent cover story, Newsweek's Kevin Maney detailed several of the ways AI will transform healthcare, such as AI software that understands a person's genetic makeup, being able to diagnose your illness. Researchers are just now beginning to understand the ways in which automation can interact with the human body and the impact AI will have on the health industry in the coming decades. And it is impossible to estimate except the idea that it will be quite significant. That's the understatement of the decade. Many, including Elon Musk, have argued that the rise in automation will force governments to establish a universal income. We'll bring it on, as so many jobs will be replaced by machines that unemployment will reach unprecedented levels. What do you think crime's going to reach unprecedented levels? Oh, so will RoboCop and swarming drones. The reality is that AI will have a dramatic impact on all aspects of people's lives, and it is going to happen sooner than most of us realize. Ding, ding. This author has it right. The consensus arrived at by the top AI experts in the world bear this out. Admittedly, it's a little frightening. I'd say a lot frightening, especially if you have a job that involves anything technique-based or formulatic. And yes, that includes bloggers or white-collar jobs or surgery, doctors, oncologists, lawyers, IT people, anything. We're all doomed, I say. So much for a cheery show today. I don't know what else to say. AI is going to take everything. So can AI ever be elected president? I'm going to say yes. If I can get to this title. As automation continues to infiltrate, that's what I've said, it's infiltration, more and more aspects of our lives. Some are considering the potential of an AI taking over the presidency. With a higher capacity for unbiased, constructive problem solving, an AI president could potentially prove to be a better leader than our human ones. Yeah, let's make sure we get this all set up. Because humans are so lazy that they'll just give it all up to the machine. We're getting exactly what we deserve, a robot president. A highly coveted and highly controversial role, one traditionally held by humans, the use of, quote, traditionally is a recent added modifier, one necessary when discussing a Wired article suggesting that the role of president might one day be filled by an AI. Others have pushed the idea of an AI president before, with one group even fighting for IBM's Watson to run for president in 2016. Told ya. The massive, strange sci-fi political makeover, it's probably a transhumanist group, would completely upend the idea of traditional political discourse. So why are so many even considering it? One major reason is level-headedness. Humans are what vulnerable to emotions, just like I said. And obviously, but an AI can make decisions without prejudice, without anger, without resentment, without impulse, and without an ego, which is a major concern. Egos, that is, not AI without egos. AI is by nature capable of fully considering all aspects of an issue before making up its mind. AI will not make quick decisions based off a single fact. So in that respect, the machine has humanity to beat. Also, an AI president could not be influenced financially, so no one's going to buy it out. An AI wouldn't have a financial stake in any business, so it wouldn't prioritize any over another. It would only calculate which would be best based on the most up-to-date existing facts. So whoever writes the facts is going to be ruling the AI. For example, an AI would not have any investment in an energy source, so it would be free to consider only the facts of the situation when determining an action on climate change, let's say. As with any radical idea, notice how they're spinning this. I told you they're going to use the term presidency to sell us AI as president. As with any radical idea, the election of an AI president seems impossible on the surface, but I'm going to say no, it doesn't. Could we really ever advance to the point where it would be technologically feasible to entrust the presidency to an AI? Well, theoretically, yes. AI is advancing rapidly. So if a serious project to build the first presidential AI came to fruition, such a system could probably be built in the not-so-distant future. Ding-a-ling-a-ling. The largest issue standing in the way of becoming a future reality is whether or not, as a people, we will allow it. And people are dumb, and they're going to allow it because they love that dangling carrot of the machine that makes their life easier, so they don't need to think anymore because thinking is hard. Would the idea ever be supported by a majority of people? I'm going to say with that 85% of millennials that are willing to give their child up to Watson for healthcare, that the answer would probably be yes. Hard to imagine when you consider the current political landscape appears more polarized than ever. And maybe that was the plan all along, I'm going to say. As automation creeps into more and more aspects of our lives, it is not too out there to think that we might one day be willing to elect a president unswayed by puny human shortcomings and programmed to act according to a set of ideals. The president could be programmed to follow conservative or liberal agendas. Or instead of electing an AI designed to reflect one political party or another, we could just vote on various issues that then would be considered by our unbiased AI leader. As AI systems take on tasks traditionally held by humans, such as doctors and lawyers, even songwriters and article writers, considering an AI president isn't so far-fetched. AI can now even be used to create better AI, and we talked about that story. So it might be time for us to consider a future in which our political leaders are smarter, fairer, and, well, less human. Thank you for that, Newsweek. And we should be concerned. We should be very concerned, and humanity has been completely sold out. I don't even know what else to say, guys. We've been sold out, and it's happened right under our noses, unless you've been listening to this show. I'm trying to click on this AI creating AI so we can see what story they referenced. Google's new AI is better at creating AI than the company's engineers. So that's why they're going to farm out their AI engineers, I guess, because their AI is putting their AI engineers out of work. So they need to get the tentacles into other companies. One more noteworthy remark to come out of Google's I.O. 2017 conference this week, which was May 19th, 2017, was CEO Sundar Pichai recalling how his team had joked that they had achieved AI inception with AutoML. Instead of crafting layers of dreams like in the Christopher Nolan flick, however, AutoML system layers artificial intelligence with AI systems to create better AI systems. AutoML project focuses on deep learning, a technique that involves passing data through layers of neural networks. And creating these layers is complicated, so Google's idea was to create an AI that could do it for them. In our approach, which we called AutoML, a controller neural net can propose a quote-unquote child model architecture, which then can be trained and evaluated for quality on a particular task, the company explains on its Google Research blog. The feedback is then used to inform the controller, which we will be calling God and kissing his feet someday, on how to improve its proposals for the next round. We repeat this process thousands of times, generating new architectures, testing them, and giving feedback to the controller to learn from. So far, they have used AutoML technology to design networks for image and speech recognition. In the former, the system matched Google's experts. In the latter, it exceeded them, designing better architectures than humans were able to create. Surprise! AI that can supplement human efforts to develop better machine learning technologies could democratize the field, as the relatively few experts wouldn't be stretched so thin. And if we succeed, we think this can inspire a new type of neural net and make it possible for non-experts to create their own neural nets tailored to their particular needs, allowing machine learning to have a greater impact to everyone, not something that we need. AutoML has the potential to impact many other AI and machine learning driven software that was discussed at the conference. It could lead to improvements in speech recognition required for voice-controlled Google Home, facial recognition for hunting you down with swarms of drones, and image recognition technology that utilizes Google Lens, which allows other users to point to their Google phone to an object such as a flower in order to identify it. Truly, AI has the potential to affect far more than our homes and phones. It's already leading to dramatic advances in healthcare, finance, agriculture, and many other fields. We can use it already, remarkably, to actually improve the same kind of technology. Every advancement made by humans can lead to machine-powered advancements, which leads to better tools for humans, and so on. The potential of AI then draws to mind the title of another sci-fi film called Limitless, and I'm going to say obsolete. We will soon be obsolete. Well, I think that's where we're going to leave it for today, because we are almost out of time and I still need to trim 4 minutes of dead air off the beginning of the show. Sorry about that. Blame my computer. Hopefully AI doesn't need to reboot and lock up every 10 minutes. All right. Well, you guys have an awesome Wednesday. I probably will not be here tomorrow. I am going with a gaggle of children to the beach, finally, with my sister-in-law, my father-in-law, and all the nephews and niece. So I will be back on Friday if I don't fall into the water. All right, guys. Everyone have an awesome day. Talk to you Friday.
Skateboard.